Thank you to all the listeners who are so faithfully joining us at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is a Sunday afternoon, and Brother Freedom is here, and we've gathered to just let the Holy Spirit have His way. We pray a special blessing on all of you, those of you who need a healing in your life. God loves you, and He wants to bring that healing to your life, whatever it might be. Father, we just thank You, and we praise You for Your wonderful goodness. We thank You for Your salvation. We thank You for the blood of Jesus. We thank You, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. We thank You for the Word of God. And Lord, we thank You for Your touch on Jennifer, who's feeling a little bit down right now. We just thank You for touching her in her body. And Lord, all the people that need a touch, we just thank You. Help them to listen very closely. Anoint Brother Freedom in a marvelous way. Without Your anointing, he can't make it. Lord, he can't do it. He has nothing without You, but with You, He can do all things. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our wonderful Heavenly Father, we just praise You. We give You glory and honor. We thank You for the wonderful name of our Savior, that name above all names, that all things exist from and are through Him, we by Him and for Him. We thank You for Jesus, His wonderful life, that He gave and He paid in full that we all might live. Lord, we're indebted to such a wonderful Savior. And Father, for Your giving Your only Son. And Father, we thank You that He wasn't finished then. He said it's needful that He went away, for He would send the Comforter. Lord, we're so thankful for the Comforter of God that comes down and dwells within us. That greater dimension that we have is a extra support, an extra blessing, extra touch all the time. And Father, we thank You that all things, You make all things well, and we praise You this wonderful day. Lord, we thank You for Your healing. We thank You for Your salvation. We thank You that You remain same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, I pray that You anoint me this day with Your mighty Spirit. Father, I know that I am nothing, and I come here relying totally on Thee and move in the mighty way. We thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. The Bible says, the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, I'm going to talk for a little bit before I get to going. When the Lord becomes our Savior, when we accept Jesus in our heart, we're not just getting a membership to a church, but we're getting a gift for eternity. We're getting a gift for a whole life. And we're getting something that we grow into. It's something that we never stop growing. From one day old to 90 years old, we're still growing always. We got to seek God every day of our life. And that's our part of it. God does all the rest. All we have to do is seek Him. But the enemy, he comes to kill, destroy, and steal. So he comes to bring thoughts in your mind. But you don't need to seek the Lord today. You know, you're fine anyway. And sometimes we buy that, we believe it, and we act upon that. And so here we go back. And we're not doing nothing. Then pretty soon we feel like we're in a valley of despair. And we wonder why we're there where we are. Because God wants to guard our steps. Even though He orders our steps, we still are the priority of our spirit. We are living vessels of God moved upon us by the mighty Spirit. So we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. With that reason, God has us to look, to think. Now, some things we don't have to think about, really. We use our brain, but we do need to think constantly on how to stand in the correct step with God where He can touch us. See, we have to place ourselves in God's hands basically all the time. Lord, I want to do Thy will today. Lord, I want to follow You. I want to be blessed by You. I need that special touch. I need heaven to come down. I need Your guidance. I need Your direction. And that only takes place as we ask for it. It says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Call upon Me, and I will answer thee. And I will show you great and mighty things you know not. So we've got to do a little calling. We've got to do a little knocking. We've got to do a little asking and mean it. And say, Lord, I want You. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, when God comes in our life, we don't have to even worry. No ill shall follow me, nor plague come nigh my dwelling. Only mine eyes shall I behold and see the war of the wicked. He'll give His angels charge over me. He'll keep us in all our ways. We need to get that into our spirit. God wants to know that, to believe it, and to accept and trust God that all is well. When everything's bad, it's all well. When I'm sick, it's all well because God is on the horizon. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of glory. He is our lifter up. He'll give you victory. He'll give you strength. He'll give you power. He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you the desires of your heart. If you just ask Him. But the trouble is, a lot of people don't ask Him. They sort of want to tell God what to do. And God really wants to us so rely on Him that even this, like this last week when I was sick, I even asked Him what medicine I should do. All these things. And God fills in these blanks perfectly. You don't mess up. You don't mess up when He takes care of you. You know, His eye is over the sparrow. And I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow. And I know He watches me. We can have that assurance in our heart that every day with Jesus is going to be sweeter and greater than it ever was the day before. We can have that confidence. We're going deeper and deeper in Jesus every day. And all the way my follow, my Savior leadeth me, I'll follow Him. I will go with Him. We have these great songs. We don't react on the great songs we have. These great people have written these great, wonderful truths. And we don't live it. Got the Word of God. We don't live it. You know why I've got to where I am is because I believe the Word of God. I believe when it says I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, it was for me. I didn't have to ask Timbuktu or Joe Moron or whoever. I could ask the Lord and God would touch me. He would strengthen me. He upholds us. But the Lord, what you have of Him abideth in you, need not that any man teaches you. But the same anointing teaches you all things is truth and is no lie. As He hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him. Very plain. It's in the Word. So we can't argue with it. It's in the Word. The Word shall set you free. We're more than conquerors through Him which loved us. Isn't that right? So if we believe that, then He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us, how shall He not with Him freely give us all things? All things. He spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us. With Him will freely give us all things. What a wonderful bargain. And we become the recipients of God's glory. But we don't claim it. You know, if we have something out here and we don't claim it, you lose the claim. We need to claim these things daily. God's got a great growth for us, spiritual growth, every day of our life. I can't know exactly when I started. The Lord's all been my whole life, and I could hear from the Lord when I thought 8, 9 years old. My mother had the same gift I've got, I think. And I think there's more of me. The older I get, I'm more like my mother than anybody else in this world. I mean, she and I was all sort of a part of her. She's seen things in the Spirit years ago. And I see things in the Spirit, but I've been with God a lot. He's closer than people are. I mean, I've spent more time with Him than everybody else should be. And He never one time ever short-cheats me. It's always right. I can believe Him. People I can't believe that I'm an in-church man came this last week. And I'm going to have to end up paying a year's claim because of people. They let you down. But God don't let you down. I lean not on our own understanding. In all the ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. For I shall not want. You shall not want. This world shall not want if you give your heart totally to Jesus. Completely give, sell up to God, and you won't have no more wants, you don't have no more cares, and if you die, you're going to be in glory. You're going to be up there where the angels are going. And there's a wonderful place there, being this day being made. It's real. It's heaven. It's a wonderful place. It's whiter than snow. It's glorious. It's most spectacular than you can imagine. I have to see neither ear heard, neither has in the heart of it the things that are prepared for the love of God. If you love God, you've got a way. You don't have to worry. If you love me, keep my commandments. You know, I was last night, very special man read, and ye hath the quickening of dead and trespasses in where we walked according to the course of the world, according to the principality of the earth, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Isn't that right, Micah? That was glorious. The Spirit of God was all over Micah. But that's what some of our people, we get to where God is not only ashamed of us. We're still his children, according to that. We're walking in disobedience. And obedience is better than sacrifice. There's no power when you're disobedient. Just like for a sick person, you shouldn't go out and be around people who don't have sickness because you're going to give them sickness. So these sick people, they go down and pray in prayer meetings, and then the righteous people are sick. Lord showed me this last week. That's why we have so many troubles in churches. The Bible probably says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Call for the elder of the church, lay hands over. It doesn't say bringing every Tom, Dick, and Harry up that's got whatever they got wrong with them. God will heal them. But they need to wait upon God till this becomes a vessel of praise. When we give out to the Lord, we're to be a vessel of praise, of honor. We're not to give out when we got icky in us, iniquities. And that's when we got iniquity in us, and we're trying to give out. That's when the church is flooded with problems. Flooded with problems. Epidemic of problems, because the people that pray can't help it. The pastor don't even know it. So everybody's going down in a wrong goal. And when I seen that vision and about those going to hell, that's what happened. Those people were so confused. You know, this brings confusion to the camp. We just seek God with all of our hearts. God has a very special plan for all of us. It's real easy. Just walk in holiness. And if you're not in holiness, God will work with you. Just wait. I'll pay in Him. Don't get in there and crowd in and infect a lot of the people. Because infection, the enemy uses as a tool. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. God has come to give you life and give you more abundance. God wants to make you look good. The devil wants to make you bad. So the devil, he's going to use any tool he's got that'll fit in just right. And he just nicked it. So he's bringing insult to injuries. He brings problems for a person that's trying to do right. So we need to watch that in our places. I've seen smokers. I've seen people that talk rough. I've seen this, and the pastor had them in there playing for everybody. I knew that was wrong. I didn't know why till this last week. God showed me why. It's bringing infection into the camp, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why it's the way I see it right now. I'd be afraid to go to a lot of churches. Because what I get, that's what the problem is. Why you feel free? Because the Spirit of God's there. The love of God's there. God wants you to enjoy it. God wants to feed on it. He wants to be blessed. It's righteousness for you. It's healing. It's healing for your body. It brings blessing to your mind. It'll set you free. It'll set you on fire from heaven. All glory to God. You'll be lifted up in heavenly place in Christ Jesus, because you're not being deteriorated by the methods of men's ways. Men's ways will deteriorate what God has for us. Remember that. Men's ways, if it's not under God's control, will bring you deterioration instead of rebuilding. Now, anything from God, we want to rebuild it. We don't want a deterioration. Deterioration means it tears you down. It worsens you. And we want to be constantly building up your faith. Oh, come and see to them. They're building up the power of God that's real, alive, holy unto God. Oh, come and see them. The glory of God is your vessel of praise. God made us to be a vessel, a channel of honor, a channel of strength. Be strong in the Lord and the power of might. Put you on. The just Christian God should be so strong. They should be so mighty that nothing frightens them, nothing offends them. Because they're walking in God's umbrella, in His mighty power, in His mighty anointing. And we should not be shaken by any foe that comes our way. Because the anointing of God was powerful. We should have that confidence in our heart. We know that we're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor things present neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. We should need to have that in our hearts. Who come us see? We need to have that driving desire, the emotion from heaven. The Lord showed me today about energy. You know, this whole world revolves on energy. That's how boats are propelled. That's how planes are pushed by propulsion of energies. But God's got the biggest energy of all, and we can keep it in our sides costly. We're on fire from heaven. No, nothing shall shake you. No ill shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. Only thine eyes shall behold and see the Lord of the wicked. He shall give his angels charge of thee. Oh, come on, see, the glory of God is real. We've taken this message that God gives us, and we've damped down, but surrounding hardly nothing. But God don't want it that way. He wants to be alive. That's why He called me. His message was being deteriorated. He wants His message to be alive in God. alive forevermore, alive with His righteousness, alive with His glory, His power. You know, I'm a sick man, but I'm alive in God. I'm alive in God because God is real. He'll forever keep you. I'm going to close because I need to probably slow down. But people out there, I know you got the message already. God moved in a mighty way, and He's here. Next week, I'll pray. I'll get us deeper in Him. God bless you all. I pray that God will give you a mighty day. I love you all. God bless you. Brother Clay, would you call us in prayer while I'm sort of back it off?
Father, we just thank You for Your mighty touch on Brother Freedom. Lord, he has been going through a lot of sickness and problems, but You've been bringing him through. And Lord, just this day, we witnessed the move of the Spirit upon him, how You come upon him mightily and blow his circuits, Lord. But he loves You, and we love You too, Lord. And we thank You for blowing the circuits of the listeners out there in a wonderful way, Lord. Touch them with Your healing hand. Lord, give them that faith to know that You love them just as much as You love Brother Freedom or anybody else. You're the wonderful one, Father. We love You.
Tell him I'm going to pray for him,
too. So. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, Brother Freedom, we'll be praying for you and thinking of you. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Hakamas. Glory.